And we're back at Sandy Creek tonight as we get sent for the boys' game between Hastings St. Cecilia and Sandy Creek as we spend a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher. And coach, sitting at 2-3 on the season, coming off of a tough loss last week to Sutton in a ball game that you had plenty of chances to win that game.
Yeah, you know, you never know exactly until you watch the film and you go home and, you know, given Sutton a lot of credit for the, you know, the way they played. But, you know, we didn't make a big step forward, and that's what I told the kids. We've got to look at every week. That was our only game that week, and then you go back and look at some of the mistakes you made. And, you know, when you give up 32 points to one guy, and I thought a lot of the shots, you know, they did a good job finding him. We did a good job losing him. So you can't allow that to a great player. And, you know, we want to make strides. We talked a lot about it. We said you can't take steps back because there's not a lot of preparation time, you know, now that we're into the Christmas break. And then you go, you don't get a lot of practice time anymore. And the kids had four practices leading up to that game, and I don't think they, you know, got the result that they wanted out of the weekend.
Now you've got just one game this week, then you take a few more days off, 4 or 5 days off before you play again. So it's a start and stop again. It's kind of tough this time of year.
Yeah, it is. It's hard to get into a little bit of a rhythm, and you know, you have a snow day and you have semester tests and a lot of distractions and things like that. But that's part of the game. You know, they've had the same thing here, if not worse. I don't think they could even practice yesterday. So the fact is you know, I told our kids, this is a big game. I mean, I think they're all big, but this is a big game coming in. You want to have a little bit of momentum, and you want to go into a Christmas with a good feeling in your stomach, you know, and things like that. You know, we've got a really difficult holiday tournament coming up, and this is a game, you know, that could go either way. It just depends on who's going to make less errors and, you know, play better.
Difficult holiday tournament, tough game tonight, and then your month of January looks extremely tough as well. So it's not going to get any easier for you guys. You're going to have to play your A game each and every game out.
You're right. We don't have a lot of margin for error, and we've talked a lot about that as coaches with the youth we're playing and inexperienced at the varsity level. You know, these kids have to start, you know, making some plays. We're playing tough quality opponents. There's nothing we can do about that. Our progress is going to be determined on how mentally tough we are, and hey, can, you know, we just get better as a unit and you know, try to survive each week. You know, we don't want to be doom and gloom. That's the biggest thing you can get into January. You know, this game here tonight will be an indication of, you know, where are our kids after a loss on the road. And on the road, we haven't been, you know, what I would say real good yet. It seems like we kind of get out of sync or out of rhythm within ourselves, and have to call a timeout to get things going again. And that's leadership on the floor, and we talked a lot to our upperclassmen. Hey, somebody's got to, you know, get us back going in the right direction. It can't be a timeout every time that we're having those little runs.
Where does this team have to take a step?
Well, we've got to do a great job in being physical. I thought the more physical team was Sutton by far in their screening and their rebounding, and we lost the loose ball edge the other night. And, you know, then we took some – I think they just mentally didn't – they just took us out of our offense, and the fact that, hey, we're going to shoot an open shot just because it's an open shot. And that's what I talked about a little bit about being selfish. And our kids aren't – being selfish on purpose. It was just the fact that they didn't understand the situation. You know, they get on a 2-basket run on you, you got to really do a great job and compete on the offensive end and get a good possession, get a good shot that comes within the offense. You know, if it's there on the first pass, it's probably going to be there again on the 5th to 10th pass, or trying to get 3 to 4 sides to our offense. And we didn't do a very good job. We've got to get better at not necessarily being patient, but just being disciplined within our offense and try to get a good shot.
You see another team tonight that relies on their defense, giving up just 42 points per ball game. You know that Sandy Creek always plays a good D.
Yeah, they do. They're big, strong. This is as big as strong as team as we've seen out of Sandy Creek. And, you know, when they're, you know, playing that well defensively, you've got to do a great job of, you know, they're playing man-to-man, and they're not playing a lot of kids, but you got to get up and down the floor against them. I think realistically we want a fast-paced game, and I've watched them 3 times now, and they really do a good job of just controlling tempo with, you know, the Heinrichs kid bringing the ball up, and a lot of times he'll get it and he walks it all the way up the floor. And if we allow that 5-on-5-on-5-on-5 possessions tonight, you know, that's going to be – it's going to make it really difficult. You got to shoot a higher percentage. You know, you don't get anything easy. You got to create something out of your defense. You got to control the tempo by pushing and controlling the boards, you know, so that you can run a little bit and get out and go. But if it's 5-on-5-on-5, we're not going to be a very good basketball team all the rest of the year.
I was going to say, if you want to turn up the pace a little bit, you got to make some baskets. So that means the shooting has got to increase today.
Yeah, we've got to hit shots. And, I thought we did a really good job this week in practice of taking shots and hitting shots that we should knock down. And the kids are, you know, really pushing themselves in practice. It's just a matter of I think we still don't have enough game experience, or just the game is just a little bit fast for some of our kids, and at times they don't attack and be as aggressive as they are in practice. And we've talked to them about it. We work on drills to try to make them a little more aggressive, but it still comes with them having confidence. And we've talked a lot about it since the Wahoo Newman game. We've had more confidence, but it still takes time, and we're still feeling our way out on that side of the basketball.
Mitch Heinrichs is the guy to stop for Sandy Creek tonight. Talk about him and maybe the game plan on him.
Well, he's explosive, and there's not an athlete on our team that we can simulate that in practice. And I looked at our coaches a couple times this week, and I said, we're wasting our time trying to run this double team at him or whatever we're trying to do, because we just didn't have a player that could create space and take the ball and keep it in his hands for, 6, 8, 10 seconds at a time and keep his dribble alive and then, still beat you going to the basket. But we worked on it. We're going to try to limit his touches, and then a lot of times we're going to try to trap him and try to get it out of his hands and, make somebody else beat you. But that comes back to, okay, is everybody in position to do their job? It just can't be one or two guys slowing him down. And we worked a lot on positioning our other guys on defense so that they don't give up an easy basket, back door. Because Mitch will give it up. He's a good enough player. He's going to give it up and, allow somebody else to score. So we've just got to do a good job and make things a little tough on him, and hopefully nobody else gets anything.
Their other scoring threat, Andrew Kuda, a big physical guy inside, and he's not afraid to bang around inside.
No, we've seen him now for 3 years, and he's definitely one of the bigger, stronger kids in the area. And we've got to keep him off the glass. He's not facing up very much anymore. He's really doing a good job of posting up and going to the boards. And Joel Groffel's going to get assigned to him, so that should be a pretty good matchup. I mean, they're pretty football oriented as far as their bodies builds, and Joel will have to stay with him. And that's a thing we said. We've got to make sure Chris Hartford or Joel is guarding him all night, because the fact that he's tough on the glass, and we've got to have somebody big and strong to match that.
Good luck.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Kevin Asher on tonight's pregame show. Stick around. We'll check in with Matt Schwarzendruber, the head coach over at Sandy Creek, when our pregame show continues after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Shows we get you sent for Hastings Saints SA in Sandy Creek tonight. Spend a couple of minutes with Sandy Creek head coach Matt Schwarzendruber. And coach, kind of a up and down season for you so far. Talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, very up and down, Mike. We talked coming into the season how this is probably the hardest pre-Christmas schedule we've had in my 11 years here at Sandy Creek. And if we could get to this one, if we get to Christmas at 500 or above 500, that'd be a pretty big accomplishment for us. You know, we've played Kearney Catholic, who I think is one of the top three teams in C1. Right out of the gate first weekend, then come back in a week and got Adams Central up there. And then Centennial is no slouch either. We had them at home. Last weekend, Donovan Trumbull, who is, the way it looks to me, is going to be one of the top of the class of C2. When it's all said and done, it'll be right there. And then now St. Cecilia tonight, which, talent aside from what they've been, they're still St. Cecilia and they're still a pretty good ball club. So we feel good about where we're at, but at the same time, we're kind of disappointed because we know we could be better if we just – we had a quarter here against Adams Central, a quarter against Donovan, that if we'd have played a little bit harder, that outcome might have been a little bit different in those games.
So putting four quarters together, is that the biggest stumbling block so far?
Oh, absolutely, and especially offensively. Our defense has been pretty good. Our goal is hold people to 46 points a game. Adams Central was close. We held them to 48. Donovan was at 42, 43 before we started fouling and putting them at the line at the end. So really, offense has been our problem. We've been pretty weak offensively so far, and just getting the right people the ball at the right time has kind of been what we need to do better.
You got Mitch Heinrichs, you got Andrew Kuda offensively, just looking for maybe 3, 4, and 5 to go along with him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, the kids know our starting lineup could change night to night depending on the matchups that we need. starting against Donovan, we started Brendan Leposky, a sophomore who's really give us a lift offensively. He's been averaging 14 points a game since he's been starting, and that's helped us a lot. You know, we're hoping having him in there will take a little bit of pressure off of Mitch and Andrew. And then we're hoping Anthony Grazier, Brady Shipley, Caleb Schlick, some of those kids are going to start coming along offensively too, and we get them some good looks and easy baskets. Maybe we'll get some confidence up and get them rolling as well.
Hastings Saints to say tonight, a team that comes in 2 wins, 3 losses on the season. Like you guys, they've had kind of a rough schedule here pre-Christmas.
Yeah, their pre-Christmas schedule has been about as bad as ours. Looking at, you know, they played SCOTUS and some good schools like that. Sutton, who's good again this year. And they, you know, the thing that stands out to me with Saints to say right now is the last few years they've had that one real dominating player. This year you don't really see that. But you watch them on film, and offensively, they're very good. They execute their motion offense very well. They do a good job of screening the backside and getting their shooters open. I think some keys for us tonight, we got to limit the touches of Sheehy and Graffel and Asher, especially off the bench. Asher is the best freshman we've seen in a long time. And if we can keep those guys from going off outside, I think we got a pretty good chance.
So it's Hastings Saints SA and Sandy Creek here tonight. After you guys get through tonight's game, what's the rest of the year look for you guys?
After tonight, you know, we got moratorium starting tomorrow through Wednesday, and then Thursday we'll come back and go to work, and then for next Friday and Saturday we go to Broken Bow, or to, sorry, to Ord for a holiday tournament there. We play Broken Bow the first round. Them and Ord, two teams, you know, we've never played, don't know much about them. After Christmas, I don't want to say it gets easier, but the caliber of competition is still going to be pretty good. We'll have St. Paul coming back in January, who's played some good games so far this year. Then we go Deschler, Blue, or Superior, Blue Hill, and Thayer before we have Sutton and then the conference tournament. So the way it looks like now, our conference tournament really could be up for grabs by that point in time. I think Sutton will be one of the top teams. Milford and David City will be right there. Wilbur's making some noise, and I hope we can get into that mix as well. But I think our pre-Christmas schedule is definitely going to make us a better team. You know, if we can live through it here and get some momentum going.
Say, you should be battle-tested by the time you get around to the conference tournament and later on down the road in the subs.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, with the teams I listed there in our conference tournament, it's still going to be hard to find teams there that are as good as Donovan and Adams Central and Kearney Catholic. But that time of year, you know, we got some good coaches in our league that, you know, Sutton will be right there, Milford will be right there. I think Wilbur and Centennial will be right there as well. So it's going to be a test all the way through. Should be good competitive games. Thanks, Mike.
That's Watson Druber, head coach for Sandy Creek. Stick around, get the starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. You're listening to High School Basketball Tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances, from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at Sandy Creek High School. Basketball coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Sandy Creek and Hastings St. Cecilia. Cougars coming in again, a record on the season. 4 wins and 3 losses under head coach Matt Schwarzendruber. You just heard from him during our pregame show here tonight. Sandy Creek has got wins so far this year over Wood River at 44-36. They've also beaten Centennial 42-35. They blasted Friends 65-23. And they're coming off of a 75-43 win over Fillmore Central in the Wilbur Claytonia pre-holiday tournament. The losses so far for the Cougars this year have been to a very good Kearney Catholic team at 60-29. They lost to Adams Central 48-28. And they lost to Donovan Trumbull by the score of 54-45. So Sandy Creek coming in, averaging about 46.8 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 42.7 on the defensive end. For Hastings St. Cecilia and their head coach Kevin Asher, their mark is sitting at 2 wins and 3 losses on the year. Hawks lost their first two games of the year on the road, losing to Columbus SCOTUS 66-40 and losing to Bishop Newman 51-40. Then St. Cecilia won two games. They beat Donovan Trumbull 44-31, and they beat Blue Hill 59-31. And then last Friday night, they lost at Sutton by the score of 48-43. So St. Cecilia, a team that is averaging 45.2 points per ball game on offense, they're giving up 43.8 on the defensive end. The stars to watch in the ball game tonight, Mitch Hendricks for Sandy Creek. He is averaging 14.8 points per ball game. Racing St. Cecilia, their leading scorer and leading rebounder is Chris Hartford. He is averaging 10 points and 10 rebounds per ball game. We'll give you the starting lineups here tonight, brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. For St. Cecilia, they will go with Jamison Ash, a 6'2" and senior. Ash is averaging 7 points and 3 rebounds per game. Brooks Asher will get a start tonight, a 5'11" freshman, averaging 8 points and 3.4 rebounds per game. Joel Groffel is a 6'1" and senior, averaging 6.8 points and 4.4 rebounds per game. Alex Sheehy, a 6'2" junior, Sheehy averaging 5.6 points and 5 rebounds per game. Then Chris Hartford, 6'5" and a senior, averaging 10.2 points and 10 rebounds per ball game. For the Cougars of Sandy Creek, they will go with Brendan Leposky, a 6'1" sophomore. Also Mitch Hendricks. Hendricks, a 6'2" and senior, who's averaging 14.8 points per ball game. Also Brady Shipley, a 5'10" and senior. Other starters, Andrew Kuda is a 6'3" and senior. Kuda is averaging 10.3 on the season. And Anthony Grazer will get a start tonight for head coach Matt Schwarzendruber. Grazer is 6 foot and a senior. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and also at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. St. Cecilia dressed in their blue road uniforms here tonight. Sandy Creek will be in their homestanding whites, trimmed and lettered in the red. St. Cecilia will shoot to our basket to our right. Ball is in the air. Tip controlled by St. Cecilia, but it's recovered here by Sandy Creek. So here we go. The Cougars and the Blue Hawks in boys high school basketball action here tonight. Here's Brendan Leposky down in the corner. Hendricks throws up a three and hits it. Mitch Hendricks from the deep right corner hits the first shot of the ball game for Sandy Creek, and the Cougars are out on top of facing St. Cecilia by a score of 3-0. St. Cecilia back with the basketball now. There's Chris Hartford playing away from the basket. Goes over to the left side now to Jamison Esch. They get it down to Joel Groffel. Now right side to Alex Sheehy. Outside to Hartford to get in 3-point territory. Throws it on the wing to Jamison Esch. It's a man-to-man defense and a very good one here for Sandy Creek. On the left wing is Sheehy. His pass underneath the hole. The shot is up and in. Sliding over there and grabbing the pass and scoring is Jamison Esch. So a 3-2 ball game. Sandy Creek has got the lead. Cougars come back with the ball. That's Hendricks. Moves it down in the corner. A long-range jumper by Leposky is an air ball. No good. Rebounded there by Brooks Asher. Gets the ball ahead. His pass deflected out of bounds. So 6:58 to play here in the first quarter. Sandy Creek has got the lead over St. Cecilia in boys high school basketball tonight, 3-2. Hawks will play things in off of the far sideline. Hartford gets the ball away to Esch, drives it down the right side of the lane. Goes down in the corner to Asher. Asher goes top of the key there to Sheehy. There's a shot underneath the bucket. It's going to be up and in. That's going to be Esch again. Two backdoor cuts right underneath the hole. Jamison Esch getting a couple of field goals. And the Hawks have their first lead of the ball game. It is 4-3 with 6 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in this first quarter. Down in the corner for Sandy Creek. As they work the ball into the offensive zone, Shipley has got it. Shipley now to Grazer. Grazer moves it over here to Hendricks. Dribble penetration, takes it underneath the basket. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. There's Leposky. His shot is no good. High of the air for the rebound is going to be Chris Hartford. Hartford sends it over the far sideline to Esch. 4-3 is the score. Sandy Creek down by a point. St. Cecilia with the ball. Esch into the offensive scoring zone. Goes over to Groffel on the deep wing, right side. Two-handed pass back out on top. Sheehy comes across the top again. Comes over here on the wing to Esch. Pass down on the baseline. That's Asher with the ball. Brooks sends it into the lane. Hartford has got it. Out to Asher for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It's saved there by Groffel. It's into the backcourt. It's picked up here by Sandy Creek's Leposky. He has his pocket picked here by Esch. His long pass down the floor. And the shot is up and in by Joel Groffel. Nice pass by Jamison Esch. Groffel gets the field goal. And St. Cecilia goes out on top now by a score of 6-3 in this one. Here comes Hendricks back with the ball now for Sandy Creek. Down in the corner, Shipley. His shot for three is going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Esch. Here come the Blue Hawks back the other way. Esch on the attack. Comes over here on the wing. Sheehy for three. Shot good. Alex Sheehy nails in. And Matt Schwartz and Druber wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia getting their running game going here early. 5 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the first quarter. We've got a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 9, Sandy Creek 3.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings. 1230 KHAS.
Back at Sandy Creek High School, Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Sandy Creek. The score is 9-3 with 5 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in the first quarter. The only other team playing tonight, high school basketball, is the Hastings High boys. They are playing down in Beatrice tonight. Adams Central had the night off, both the boys and girls. Hastings St. Cecilia picking up a win in the opener tonight. So 9-3 is the score. St. Cecilia out on top. Here's a pass mishandled by Hendricks and a turnover on Sandy Creek. Ball is recovered here by Groffel. That's the second turnover on the Cougars. There's Sheehy. Free throw line extended right side down for St. Cecilia. Sheehy takes it down to the baseline toward the goal. His jump pass goes to Hartford. He powers his way to the basket and a shot up and in. Chris Hartford scores, and St. Cecilia now leading by a score of 11-3. Here's Anthony Grazer with the ball. Grazer gives it out to Hendricks out here in three-point territory. Drives it to the top of the key. Gives the ball up now to Shipley down in the corner. Leposky, they try to work it inside, and a holding foul is going to be called on Hartford. Trying to hold big old Andrew Kuda out of there. He gets hit with a holding foul inside. The first foul, ball in Hartford, and the first team foul in St. Cecilia. Non-shooting situation. So it's going to be Sandy Creek playing things in. Shipley has got the ball out here at the top of the key. Shipley hands away now to Brendan Leposky. Now to Hendricks. Hendricks picked up there by Esch of St. Cecilia. There's a pass back out to Grazer out near the 10-second line. Bounce pass to Shipley. Now to Hendricks. Drives the baseline. Puts it up there. Shot's going to be blocked down. Hendricks has got it. Goes back up. His shot is going to be up there. No good. The ball tapped out. And Esch grabs the ball for St. Cecilia. 11-3 is the score. The Blue Hawks have the lead. Esch into the forecourt. Goes over to Asher. Free throw line extended left side. Out to Sheehy. Dribble penetration. Stops at the top of the arc. Goes over to Asher. Hops inside. 15-footer. Put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound tapped around. Esch had it. He lost it. It's picked up here on the baseline. His shot is up there and in. Joel Groffel picks up the loose ball and scores. And St. Cecilia is out to an early 10-point lead. 13-3 is the score. With 3 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Circling around is going to be Shipley with the ball. Gets it inside to Kuda. Kuda spins, tries to put a man in the air, can't do it. Kicks it back out in the corner. Shipley for three, shot no good. Rebound comes down to Sheehy. Alex Sheehy runs down the near sideline now for the Hawks. Pass underneath the bucket to Asher. His shot is up and in. Sheehy gets the assist. Brooks Asher gets his first field goal of the ball game. St. Cecilia leading now by a score of 15-3. We're about 5 minutes into the ball game here from Sandy Creek tonight. Hendricks trying to penetrate, can't do it. Comes over here in the wing to Shipley. Bounce pass inside to Kuda. Squares around, throws up a 10-footer and hits it. Andrew Kuda scoring there for Sandy Creek. 15-5 is the score. Cougars down by 10. St. Cecilia back with the ball. Here's Esch. Back into the offensive scoring zone. Goes to Brooks Asher. Free throw line extended right side. Run in front of the Sandy Creek bench. Asher directing traffic. Comes out to Hartford. Hartford holds the ball in three-point territory. Now to Esch. Jamison Esch looking to penetrate. Esch, pass over here on the right side now. Sheehy has got the ball. Sheehy, top of the key. That's Hartford. Over to Asher on the left wing. They get it over there to a Joel Groffel. Back out to Hartford. Long three is put up there. It's no good. Long rebound comes out to Grazer. Sandy Creek running back the other way. Here's Hendricks with the ball right at the top of the key. And how much Hendricks will back her on out. Gets it over here to a Shipley on the wing. Top of the circle. That's a Leposky. Leposky moves it over to Hendricks trying to drive the ball inside, kicks it back out to Kuda for three. Shot is no good, and the rebound comes down to Groffel. Groffel now to Esch, down the near sideline to Brooks Asher. Throws up a three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Andrew Kuda. A minute 53 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 15-5 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Anthony Grazier with it now. Grazier bounce pass out on top to Shipley. Shipley goes over on the left wing. That's Leposky. Gets it out of Hendricks. Penetrates inside. Throws up a 15-footer. That one is short. Ball is out of bounds. And it's going to be last touch by Kuda. That's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Cannon Howell comes into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Also coming in will be Tommy O'Keefe. 1:36 to play here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia 15-5 over Sandy Creek here in this one. Now we've got a whistle here. And Sandy Creek had too many guys out there. He had six guys on the floor. Jim Langan, one of the officials here, will get that taken care of. 15-5 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead, and they got the basketball. O'Keefe has got it. Now to Cannon Howell. Pass to the wing. Left side. Knocked out of bounds. Deflected away from Asher. Over there defensively was Hendricks for Sandy Creek. 1:27 to play in the first quarter. 15-5. Hawks have the early lead. There's Brooks Asher with the ball. Picked up by Hendricks now as they go man-to-man. Asher dribbling with it out here. Goes over on the far sideline. Holding the ball over there is going to be Thomas Skok, who's into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Skok bounce pass across the top. They get it to Thomas O'Keefe. Skok now right on the left side, right at the toes right at the top of the arc. And now we got, what do we have here? On the weak side, they've got a personal foul called. All right, lane violation. All right, a three-second lane violation on St. Cecilia. That's their first turnover. 15-5. Hendricks comes back now for Sandy Creek. Hendricks drives it, throws it down in the corner. That's a Naki with the ball. He throws it up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Cannon Howell. Howell gets the ball now to Asher into the forecourt. Top of the key, that's Skok. He holds it. Here's a pass in the lane, deflected away from Howell. The scramble is on. It's picked up here by Sandy Creek. Caleb Schlick picks up the ball here for the Cougars. We're down to 30 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 15-5 is the score. Hendricks trying to dribble between a couple of defenders. It's knocked loose. Picked up by Esch. He drives the ball back the other way. His shot is up there. It's no good. Foul called. So Sandy Creek has turned the ball over five times here in the first quarter of play. Here's a personal foul. It's going to be whistled on Caleb Schlick of Sandy Creek. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number one in the Cougars. Non-shooting situation. Here comes Asher out of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Also coming out will be Ash. 23 seconds to play first quarter. 15-5. Hawks have the lead. Groffel will play things in. Comes way out on top now. That's going to be Alex Sheehy with the ball. Sheehy brings it to the near sideline, and now we got another whistle and a foul called inside. That's going to go on the Hawks. It's going to go on Tommy O'Keefe. That's going to be his first. Second team foul in St. Cecilia. 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 15-5. Hawks have the lead. Brandon Leposky has got the ball now for Sandy Creek into the offensive scoring zone. Leposky trying to penetrate inside, draws a lot of traffic here, and a foul is going to be called. Leposky runs into O'Keefe, I think, who picks up his second personal foul. Second foul in Leposky. That's going to be team foul number three on the Hawks here in the ball game. Sandy Creek will play things in. Now we got O'Keefe and Schlick mixing it up right side of the lane before we inbound the ball. They separate those guys, and now they play it in. Here's Grazer. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound loose on the baseline. The scramble is on. Three, four players to the deck, and now we got a timeout called, I think. Yeah, O'Keefe was at the bottom of the stack. He calls the timeout. So St. Cecilia will have a possession here with 1 second. They will play things in from underneath their own basket. 1 second to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break. St. Cecilia 15, Sandy Creek 5.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Second. St. Cecilia will inbound. Sheehy will get the ball in here to Groffel. His shot from backcourt is going to be no good. I think I said they were going to play it in from underneath their own basket. That was not the case. Groffel launches one from backcourt. It's going to be wide of the target in the first quarter. It comes to a screeching halt. First quarter in the books tonight, boys high school basketball. We'll take a break with the score, St. Cecilia 15, Sandy Creek 5.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Sandy Creek, high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So the final ball games before the Christmas holiday break and their five-day mandatory moratorium. Teams after tonight will not be able to practice or play games for 5 days until Wednesday of next week. St. Cecilia out to a 15-5 lead here in this one. Asher sends the ball down on the baseline. Driving is Groffley. Goes underneath the hole. That's Howell. He can't go up for the shot. Now to Hartford. Back outside to Sheehy. His three-pointers put up there no good. Henricks grabs the rebound and the foul is called. The foul is going to go on St. Cecilia. The foul is going to be whistled on Cannon Howell. That's going to be his first. So 15-5 is the score. The Hawks have the lead. Sandy Creek has got the ball. Here comes Mitch Henricks up the floor now behind his screen. Henricks on the right wing. Top of the key now to Grazer. Grazer sends it back around down in the corner. On the left side, Andrew Kuda has got the ball. Kuda puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here to the top of the key. Hands it away to a Brady Shipley. Shipley trying to penetrate against the Asher. Spins out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass down to Kuda. Kuda trying to power his way to the basket. Kicks it out here to Shipley. His shot for three. He buries it. Brady Shipley from the right wing scores there for Sandy Creek. 15-8. St. Cecilia now with a 7-point lead. Here's Brooks Asher with the ball into the forecourt. They get it to Sheehy. Sheehy stops on the wing. Cross-court pass goes to the far side. That's Joel Groffel. He drives. He has the basketball stripped away. It's picked up by Kuda. That's turnover number two on the St. Cecilia. Here's Henricks at the free throw line out of Kuda. 10-footer is up there. Good. Andrew Kuda scores. He's got 4 points in the ball game. And Sandy Creek has scored the first 5 points in this second quarter. It's now 15-10. Hawks have the lead with 6.5 to play. Here's Asher for three. That shot is up there and down the mark it goes. Brooks Asher gets the roll as he knocks that one down from the top of the circle. He's got 5 points in the ball game now. And the St. Cecilia lead is back up to 8 points at 18-10. Brendan Leposky comes out here. Shipley, now to Henricks, drives the ball inside, stops, puts up a little 10-footer. Shot is up there, no good. High into the air for the rebound is Hartford. Hartford grabs it there for St. Cecilia, gets away to Asher. Mishandles the ball, picks it up on the hop now as it brings it into the offensive scoring zone for the Hawks with 6 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Alex Sheehy with the ball on the wing, puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key. Asher sends it inside down to Hartford. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark, no good. Rebound tapped around on the baseline, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on, let's see, Sandy Creek. It's going to go on the Cougars. It's going to go on, let's see, now they're going to whistle this one on, they put 42 on the board. That can't be right. They're going to give the ball to St. Cecilia as the Hawks will play things in underneath their own basket. St. Cecilia with the ball in their offensive zone. Groffel sends it over here to Sheehy. Dribble penetration. He stops, puts up an off-balance shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Henricks. Henricks runs her back the other way. He doesn't have the numbers. 1-on-4. Henricks trying to penetrate. Throws it to the far sideline. Shipley has got the ball. Out of Henricks again. Out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Sheehy. Bounce pass goes inside to Kuda. Picked up by Hartford. The ball slapped away. And Asher's got it for St. Cecilia. A turnover on Sandy Creek. That's her fifth of the ball game. Down to Sheehy on the baseline. Out to Esch. 4-3. Shot is off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Kuda. Kuda down for Sandy Creek. Gets it to Henricks. Head of the forecourt. Mitch Henricks trying to penetrate inside. Stops and throws up a 17-footer. Misses that shot. And the rebound comes down to Hartford. Hartford clears it away. Here's Ash as they run her back the other way. Ash dribble penetration into the lane, stops in a traveling violation. His momentum carried him forward there. He knew what he wanted to do, but his body wouldn't stop. He runs right into Hendricks, and a traveling violation is called on Ash. That's going to be the third turnover on St. Cecilia. Sandy Creek has got five. It's 18-10. Sandy Creek with an 8-point lead here. We're in the second quarter with 4 minutes and 49 seconds to play. Hendricks with the ball on the dribble, hands it away out here in 3-point territory behind the screen. That's going to be Brendan Leposky. Now to Kuda, who hands the ball away to Hendricks again. Hendricks trying to penetrate inside. Hendricks to the free throw line. His shot is up there good. Mitch Hendricks scoring there for St. Cecilia, rather for a Sandy Creek. He's now got 5 points in the ballgame, averaging 14.8 on the season. 18-12, the Hawks with a 6-point lead. Here's Esch on the wing. Comes over here to the near sideline. Thomas Skok back outside to Sheehy. Now to Esch. Down on the baseline on the left side. Esch brings it out to Skok out here in 3-point territory. Hartford just inside the ring, left side of the lane. Hartford has the ball tipped away by Kuda and is recovered here by Shipley. Turnover number 4 on St. Cecilia here in the ball game, and the Cougars can slice into the lead. It's 18-12. St. Cecilia with the lead. Hendricks gets away, goes for the basket, and he's hammered on the play. Hendricks driving the ball right to the hole there for Sandy Creek, and he is hammered there underneath the basket. Foul is going to be called on Skok. That's going to be his first. And that's going to send Mitch Hendricks to the free throw line now for the Sandy Creek Cougars. Hendricks, again, averaging 14.8 points per ball game. He's got 5 so far today. A 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. The Hawks are up by 6. Mitch Hendricks to the free throw line. Shot is up there, and it's no good. Hendricks will have one more. Into the ball game now for the Sandy Creek Cougars. He's going to be Anthony Grazer. He comes back in. Scott Hild will check in for the first time. So Scott Hild into the ball game now. He's a 6-foot senior for Matt Schwartz and Druber and the Cougars. 3:55 to play here in the second quarter. 18-12 is the score. Sandy Creek trailing by 6. Shot from the free throw line by Hendricks is up there and in. He hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's now got 6 points. That's now an 18-13 ball game in favor of St. Cecilia. Sheehy with the ball. Deep wing, left side. Goes down in the corner now to Asher. Asher holds it, gets it down to Hartford. Hartford swings it right side to Sheehy. Brings it back out here to Cannon Howell. Out in 3-point territory. There's Jamison Esch. Man-to-man defense here for Sandy Creek. And now Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia having a tough time penetrating this defense all of a sudden. 3 minutes and 34 seconds to play in the second quarter. We've got a break with a score. St. Cecilia 18, Sandy Creek 13.
Santa wears Husker Red, and so can you, along with a lot of other team colors from the new TM Sporting Goods downtown Kearns. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for those crisp outdoor jaunts. See Steve and Tino for all sorts of sporting goods, equipment, and accessories for every sport.
And the know-how to help you buy it right.
Holiday hours till 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday till 8, Saturday 9:30 to 5:30, Sunday 12:30 to 4:30. On the bricks at 2217 Central. Like them on Facebook for holiday specials at TM Sporting Goods. And for stocking stuffers, get tickets to the Heartland Hoops Classic.
1230 KHAS.
After the first quarter tonight, I had St. Cecilia hitting 7 out of their first 10 shots for 70%. Meanwhile, Sandy Creek just 2 out of 12 for 17%. Three-pointers, St. Cecilia was 1 out of 3 for 33%. Sandy Creek 1 out of 4 for 25%. St. Cecilia had 7 rebounds in the first quarter. Sandy Creek had 4. Nobody had a block shot. Nobody had a free throw in the first quarter. St. Cecilia came up with 3 steals. Sandy Creek had 1. Each team had 3 turnovers in quarter number 1. 18-13 is the score here. St. Cecilia now with a 5-point lead. We got 3:33 to play in the first half. Ash has got the ball for Sandy Creek, rather for St. Cecilia. Comes over here to a Sheehy. Bounce pass comes over to Ash again. Entry pass knocked away from Howell. The ball is loose. That goes out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Great effort. Caleb Schlick, who ends up in about the third row of the bleachers here on the near sideline. He can't get to the ball, so St. Cecilia again will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. As they get it to Brooks Asher, who's back into the ball game now, to Alex Sheehy. Sheehy out in 3-point territory. Here's a long-range jumper by Esch. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down here to Scott Hill. So Sandy Creek can chop into the lead here. It's a 5-point ball game. St. Cecilia leading 18-13, down to 3 minutes to play. Down in the corner is Shipley. We got a whistle again down there. And a foul will be called in St. Cecilia. Shipley trying to penetrate. Foul is going to go on Cannon Howell. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 5 on St. Cecilia here in this first half of play. non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Sandy Creek playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Andrew Kuda will play things in. He lobs it over there to Jared Brockman, who's into the ball game now. Kuda brings it out in 3-point territory. Bounce pass out on top to Hild. Now to Leposky for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Offensive rebound. Brockman, he's going to be tied up in the play there by Sheehy. A jump ball is called. And the arrow pointing in favor of Sandy Creek, so the Cougars will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 2:46 to play here in the second quarter. 18-13. Hawks out on top. Kuda from 15 feet away on the baseline. His shot no good. Rebound comes out to Brockman. Throws it back out here to Kuda out in 3-point territory. Takes it around right in front of the free throw line. Puts up a shot. It's partially deflected by Hartford. And the ball is recovered here by St. Cecilia's Groffel. He runs her back the other way to Hartford. Puts a man in the air. Goes up for the shot. It's good. And a traveling violation. Hartford is hit with a traveling violation. The basket does not count. 5 turnovers in St. Cecilia now in the ball game. Sandy Creek has got 5. 18-13. Hawks still maintaining that 5-point lead. 2:27 to play now in the second quarter. It's been a while since somebody has scored in this one. Here's Hendricks with the ball. Matched up now with Sheehy out there. Hendricks throws it to the far sideline. On the wing is going to be Leposky. Leposky dribbling with it. Sends it over here to a Grazer. Grazer dribbling out here against the defense of Joel Groffel. Hendricks has got it now on the wing. Drives it down on the baseline. Stops there. Hendricks still with the ball. Hops. He throws it down here to Kuda on the baseline. Shot is up there and short. No good. Grazer gets the rebound. Follow shot. No good. Battle for the rebound. And it's brought down here by St. Cecilia. Asher has got it. Asher gets the ball now to Ash. Long pass down the near sideline to Joel Groffel. Hops inside. Drives into the basket and scores. Groffel hits the field goal. On the transition for St. Cecilia, 20-13. Hawks now with a 7-point lead with a minute and 40 seconds to play. Hendricks with the ball. Now to Leposky. Deep wing, right side, picked up by Asher. Leposky gets it out of the hands of Kuda. Picked up there by Hartford. He tries to power his way to the goal. Has to give it up. Hendricks inside the free throw circle. Puts it up there. The shot no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Chris Hartford grabs the board. Gets it away now to Ash. Ash drives it all the way to the basket. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound Grazer. Outlet pass goes to Hendricks. He runs her back one-on-one against Hartford. He drives his shot. It's up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia's Alex Sheehy. Down to the near sideline to Groffel. Down in the corner, there's Asher for three. Shot is up there and hits it. Brooks Asher nails a three ball from the deep right corner. That gives St. Cecilia a 10-point lead. 23-13. Asher now with 8 points in the ballgame. He leads the Hawks. He's just a freshman out there. Under 60 seconds to play. Here's Hendricks driving the ball to the hole. His shot is up there. It's no good. And we have got a foul call. That's going to go on Hendricks, an offensive charge. Groffel took a hit down there for St. Cecilia. And Hendricks picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. So we're down to 45 seconds to play now in the second quarter. 23-13. St. Cecilia has got the lead. The Hawks led at the end of the first quarter 15-5. Well, the official's yelling for the towel, and we've got it right here. The only other Hastings school in action tonight, Hastings High boys, they're playing on the road tonight at Beatrice. The Hastings St. Cecilia girls tonight picked up a big win over Sandy Creek in our first ball game, winning by 25 points. Project at 35 points as they win 58-23 in the contest tonight. 23-13 here, St. Cecilia out on top. There's Alex Tino into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, another freshman. Who goes to another freshman over here in Brooks Asher. Right side down is Zach Kitten with the ball. Kitten dribbles out here in the three-point territory, looking to penetrate. Gives it up to Groffel on the wing. Takes it down to the baseline, spins. Comes out here to Kitten. The ball is mishandled and is picked up here by Sandy Creek. A turnover on St. Cecilia. That's Shipley with the ball. Now to Hendricks with 15 seconds to play. Hendricks just across the 10-second line will set things up here for the Cougars. Now with 10 seconds. Hendricks trying to find a seam in the defense. There's a long-range three put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Kuda. Follow shot good. Offensive board in the put back there by Andrew Kuda. And that is the end of the first half of play. So two quarters in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead here at halftime. The score is the Blue Hawks 23, Sandy Creek 15. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Relax. It's Ream. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Ream furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Never get stuck in the snow in the Kirshner's Deal of the Week. A 2007 Dodge Dakota has the quad cab, four-wheel drive, and only 63,000 miles. Books for $59.75, yours for $13.975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday morning at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings. Or online at KirshnersAutoCorner.com.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
Basketball action tonight here on 1230 KHAS at Sandy Creek. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead here in the boys' ball game. It's 23-15. Hawks with the advantage after St. Cecilia jumped out to a 15-5 first quarter lead here tonight. Yet in the girls' ball game, as we total up the numbers in the first half, we'll get to the results of the girls' contest tonight. St. Cecilia all over Sandy Creek tonight. Hawkins jumped out to a 12-4 first quarter lead, led 29-11 at halftime, led 43-20 after three quarters, and the Hawkins go on to win by the score of 58-23. St. Cecilia now 6-0 on the season. Sandy Creek will drop to 5 wins and 3 losses. Cougars had just 4 girls score here tonight. They were led by Connor Lowry, who scored 8 points. Morgan Dixon had 7. Michaela Shaw held to just 6 points in the ball game tonight, and Krista Johnson had 2. Leading scorers for Hastings St. Cecilia, Olivia Thomas, she leads the way. She had 14. Alyssa Schropp had 12 points. Claire Hamburger had 13. So 3 players score in double figures tonight for the Hawkettes. 9 for Josie Jackson, 6 for Morgan Nicola, and 2 points for Sandra Farmer. So St. Cecilia perfect here pre-Christmas as they go to 6-0. Cougars again 5-3. They'll both be playing in holiday tournaments coming up after the moratorium next Wednesday. 23-15 here. The Hastings St. Cecilia boys with a lead over Sandy Creek. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
The joy, magic, and peace of the Christmas season awaits you at Bob Sass Flowers. From decking the halls to brightening the walls and trimming the Christmas tree too. Experience what we call our oohs and ahs lower level for even more special ideas. Blessings and happiness this holiday season from all of us at Bob Sass Flowers. 2618 West 2nd in Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at halftime, 23-15. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Sandy Creek. Checking the scoring in the first half. Hawks are being led by Brooks Asher. Asher has nailed a couple of three-pointers, and he's got a two-point field goal, so 8 points for Asher. Joel Groffel has got 6 points in the ball game on 3 field goals. Jamison Esch, a couple of field goals and 4 points. Alex Sheehy has got a three-pointer for 3. Chris Hartford has got a field goal for 2. St. Cecilia has not shot a free throw so far here in this ball game, and the Hawks so far have a total of 8 turnovers in the basketball game. Sandy Creek has turned the ball over 5 times. The Cougars are just 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, so not a lot of free throws shot in the first 16 minutes of this ball game. Sandy Creek has got just three guys that have scored. Mitch Hendricks has got 6 points. He's got a three-pointer and a two-pointer, plus he's one out of two from the free throw line for his six. Andrew Kuda has got three field goals and 6 points tonight. Brady Shipley has got a three-pointer for three. That is it. Three guys have scored for the Cougars. They are trailing here at halftime by a score of 23-15 to Hastings St. Cecilia. Checking the shooting numbers in the ball game tonight, the Hawks are 10 out of 18 from the field for 56%. Sandy Creek hitting just 6 out of 26 for 23%. St. Cecilia in three-pointers, 3 out of 8 for 38%. And Sandy Creek, 2 out of 6 for 33%. Rebounding war has gone to Sandy Creek so far. They've got 12 rebounds compared to 11 for St. Cecilia. Sandy Creek has got 5 offensive rebounds and 7 on defense. St. Cecilia's got no offensive rebounds, all 11 on defense. Turnovers right now, St. Cecilia's got 8, Sandy Creek has got 5. St. Cecilia's got 4 steals in the ball game. Sandy Creek has got 4. St. Cecilia's got 1 block shot. Sandy Creek has got no block shots in the first 16 minutes. Again, 23-15 our score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead at halftime over Sandy Creek. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Play.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, at halftime, 23-15. St. Cecilia with a lead over Sandy Creek tonight. Nebraska basketball is coming up tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. The Huskers playing in the Texas El Paso Holiday Basketball Tournament tomorrow as they take on Central Michigan. That'll be a 6 o'clock tip-off tomorrow night. Pre-game show will be at 5 o'clock here on 1230 KHAS. Huskers will play again on Sunday, depending on what happens tomorrow. If they lose that ball game tomorrow night, they'll play at 6 o'clock again on Sunday. If they win that ball game, they will play at 8 o'clock for the championship of the Texas El Paso Holiday Basketball Tournament. The only other team in action this weekend, the Tri-City Storm hockey team in the USHL. The Storm is on the ice right now. They're playing Sioux Falls on the road. Then they got a game tomorrow night at Fargo. You can catch Storm hockey tomorrow night on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, beginning for the pregame show at 6:45. Tip-off will be at 7:05 on Saturday nights. Of course, over on ESPN 1550 KICS, we have got a full gamut of college football action with all the bowl games going on. The Beef O'Brady Bowl is going on tonight with Ball State in Central Florida. That game is already underway. Tomorrow, you'll get the likes of East Carolina and Louisiana Lafayette, Washington and Boise State beginning at 10:30 tomorrow morning. Then on Sunday, it's NFL football beginning at 11:30, so as you celebrate your holiday, your Christmas holiday, we've got plenty of sports activity for you on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. We're at halftime here, 23-15. St. Cecilia's got the lead. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll be back with the second half right after this.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Our play is back in here in the second half. St. Cecilia with the lead by 8 points, 23-15. Hawks have the opening possession. Here's Hartford. Hartford goes over on the wing to a Groffel. Groffel goes to Sheehy. Dribbles down the right side of the lane all the way to the baseline and can't go for the shot. Out to Groffel, back outside again to Esch. Lobs the ball inside to Hartford. Squares around to the basket. Goes for the hoop. His shot is up there off of the window and scores. Chris Hartford scores for St. Cecilia. He's got 4 points in the ball game, 25-15. The Hawks again with a 10-point lead. Here's Brady Shipley with the ball now for Sandy Creek. Goes over to Hendricks on the wing. Hendricks moves to his right. Now throws out in the three-point territory. That's Leposky. Over to Shipley. Shipley has got the ball. He'll take a three-pointer and a miss. No good. It's going to go to the far sideline, and it's picked up down in the corner there by Sheehy. Gets the ball now into the hands of Esch. Esch into the forecourt for St. Cecilia. Now to Sheehy. Lobs the ball inside to Hartford. Hartford is double-teamed. Kicks it back out to Sheehy for three. Shot no good. Hendricks grabs the rebound. He runs her back the other way. Has some problems with the dribble, but gets it under control at the 10-second line. There's Shipley. Bounce pass goes inside to Kuda. Now to Hendricks. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled. Hendricks sliding toward the hole. He scores in the lane there for Sandy Creek. Hendricks now with 8 points in the ball game. He'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. The basket's going to count here for Hendricks. Personal foul whistled on the Hawks. That's going to go on Esch. That's going to be his first. So the first foul on Esch, the first teamer on the St. Cecilia here in the second half. Hendricks to the free throw line for Sandy Creek as he eyes the bucket, dips the knees, throws it up there. The shot is off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Groffel. So Hendricks misses one. St. Cecilia now with an 8-point lead, 25-17. Hawks with the ball. Down in the corner is Asher. Fake the three. Comes back out on top. There's a shot by Sheehy. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hendricks. Flies down the near sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Mitch Hendricks with the ball. Takes it inside the free throw circle. Stops there. Comes over here on the right side. That's going to be Shipley with the ball. Shipley lobs it down low to Kuda. His pass is going to be kicked there by St. Cecilia. And Sandy Creek will play things in. Asher came out of there with the ball, but a kicking violation is called on the Hawks. So Sandy Creek will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Hendricks will get things in to Kuda. Kuda out here in three-point territory to Leposky. Down to Hendricks again. Bounce pass down to Kuda. Drives the baseline. Goes up. His shot is up there and in. Andrew Kuda scores off the glass. He's got 8 points in the ball game. 25-19. The Hawks lead is now down to 6 points here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia back with the ball in their offensive zone. Here's Esch. Esch gets it into the hands now of Groffel. He tries to penetrate. Back out to Esch. Alex Sheehy has got the ball. He takes the ball down to the baseline. Goes for the hole. His shot is up there and in. Nice move to the basket by Alex Sheehy. He's now got 5 points in the contest for St. Cecilia. 27-19. Hawks with an 8-point lead with 5:35 to play. Neither team really able to break away here in this one tonight. Hendricks goes inside to Kuda. His shot is up and in. Hendricks gets the assist. Andrew Kuda gets the field goal. Andrew's now got 10 points in the contest. 27-21. Hawks with a 6-point lead. Here's Esch spinning at the free throw line. Puts up a shot. It's off of the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. Kuda had it. He lost it out of bounds, and they give the ball to St. Cecilia. Andrew Kuda and also Joel Groffel going after the loose ball there. Kuda didn't like the call, but the official is standing right there. And it'll be St. Cecilia playing things in off of the far sideline. 5:15 to play here in the third. Cannon Howell is now into the ball game for St. Cecilia, replacing Esch. And Howell has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Cannon Howell dribbles to the top of the key, and now we got a whistle away from all the action there. We're going to have a personal foul called. That's going to go on St. Cecilia's Alex Sheehy. On the far side of the floor, Alex Sheehy picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number two on St. Cecilia. 27-21, Hawks up by 6 points, but Sandy Creek has got the ball. Here's Shipley looking to penetrate, can't do it. Now we got a double dribble violation on Shipley. Got to take it between a couple of defenders over here on this near side. It's whistle for the double dribble violation. 6 turnovers on Sandy Creek. St. Cecilia's got 8. Hawks have a 6-point lead, 27-21. Hawks come back with the ball. Bricks Asher moves it over in the wing to Sheehy. Lobs it down on the baseline to Groffel. And back inside. That's a little Alex Tino that's in there among tall timber. He's got a dribble back out here on the wing on the left side. Man-to-man defense here for Sandy Creek. Here's Howell on the baseline right side. Top of the circle. That's Sheehy with the ball. Lobs it down in the corner. That's Groffel with it again. Groffel picked up by Grazier. Drives the baseline. He's double-teamed. Ball knocked loose. It's picked up by Howell. Howell back out to Tino in three-point territory with 4.5 to play here in the third quarter. Groffel down in the corner again. Picked up by Grazier. Groffel dribbling with the ball. Sends it in a deep corner now. That's Asher with the ball. St. Cecilia having a tough time penetrating the defense again. Here's Groffel to Sheehy down to the corner. Sheehy brings it back out to Groffel up high. Back down in the corner again on the right side to Brooks Asher. Picked up there by Hendricks, and a foul is going to be called. Hendricks and Asher going at it there. And Mitch Hendricks is going to be hit with a personal foul. Brooks Asher going to grow up in a hurry. You got one of the better players in the area on him tonight. That's Mitch Hendricks. Mitch, of course, a senior for Sandy Creek going against the freshman in Brooks Asher. 27-21. There's a shot by Asher from the top of the key. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Shipley. Shipley has got the ball for Sandy Creek down the near sideline. Here come the Cougars trailing by only six. Mitch Hendricks with the ball. Dribbles to the free throw line. He gives her up now. Anthony Grazer to Shipley. Bounce pass goes inside. With the ball there is going to be Mitch Hendricks. And now we got a foul called. Mitch Hendricks posted up left side of the lane. They got him the ball. And a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Groffel of St. Cecilia. First foul on Groffel. Team foul number three on the Blue Hawks here in the third quarter. We're down to 3 minutes and 51 seconds to play. St. Cecilia holding on to a six-point lead at 27-21. Hendricks plays things in out here in three-point territory. Now they come across the top to Scott Hill. St. Cecilia has gone to a, looks like a zone defense now here in the third quarter of play. Down in the corner is Scott Hill. Comes out on top to Hendricks, looking to penetrate. Can't do it against Tino. Over here on the wing on the left side, and they immediately get it back into the hands of Mitch Hendricks. Hendricks behind the screen, still can't put up a shot. Over here to Scott Hill. He'll take the three. A shot good. Scott Hill nails a three ball, and Sandy Creek is within 3 points now at 27-24. This is the closest they have been in a while. St. Cecilia on the offensive attack now. Groffel has got the ball on the wing as the Sandy Creek fans come alive a little bit tonight. They have not had a whole lot to cheer about as their girls team was blown out tonight by the Hawkettes. There's a Joe Groffel. Now they get the ball over here to Brooks Asher. Sheehy has got it out in 3 point territory. Long pass to the far sideline. Groffel has got it. Entry pass. They work it inside to Tino. He kicks it back out here to Sheehy. Under 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. There's Hartford. Works the baseline. Puts it up there. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Sheehy. He has the ball stripped away. Picked up by Sheehy. Foul shot is up there and in. He gets the roll as that one just goes down the hole there for St. Cecilia. He's now got 7 points. 29-24. The Hawks lead by five. Mitch Hendricks with the ball. For Sandy Creek, dribbles to the left side. A shot is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. Asher grabs the rebound. Brooks Asher runs her back the other way for St. Cecilia. Down the far sideline. That's Groffel. Out to Asher again. Dribble penetration. Cut off there. Comes out to Joel Groffel. Now to Tino. Tino just to the left side of the lane. Dribbling with the ball. Sends it back the other way. Asher has got it on the wing. Here's Sheehy out in 3 point territory. Holds it. Dribbles once. Bounce pass far side. Groffel. Entry pass knocked away from Tino. Foul called. Scott Hill is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number one on the Cougars here in the second half of play. 2:05 to play third quarter. We got ourselves a ball game here. St. Cecilia out on top of the Cougars by a score of 29-24. St. Cecilia had a 15-5 lead after the first quarter. Led 23-15 at halftime. Yeah, went the Cougars back into things now. Now it's 29-24 in this low-scoring defensive battle here tonight between a couple of good defensive teams. St. Cecilia will play things in. Ash will get it to Hartford. Hartford looking at the basket, gives it up now to Asher on the far sideline. Asher dribbling with the ball down to the sideline. He's cut off there by Kuda. Asher is in trouble, and now Pops calls a timeout here from the near sideline. Head coach Kevin Asher calls a timeout as his son Brooks Asher was trapped down along the baseline. 1:54 to play third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 29, Sandy Creek 24.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia girls beat Sandy Creek tonight by a score of 58-23. Hastings High boys tonight playing in Beatrice. Everybody else has the night off. St. Cecilia boys leading here 29-24 over Sandy Creek. Blue Hawks will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. And somebody committed a personal foul out here. This Jimmy Langan has tooted his whistle. Foul is going to go here on Grauffel. That's going to be his second. Or check that. That's going to go on Sandy Creek. Austin Nacky picks up the personal foul there for the Cougars. That's going to be his first. So it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. That's going to be Hartford. Hartford out to the top of the key, and Esch. Those are over the far sideline. Over there, there's going to be Kitten, who's into the ball game now. Kitten gives it away to Esch. Dribble penetration into the lane. Puts up high off of the glass. It's good, and he's fouling the play. Boy, that one was way at the tippy top of the glass, and it drops down through the hole for Jamison Esch. He has now got 6 points in the ball game, and he is fouling the play. And Esch will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Andrew Kuda picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Esch is a 88% foul shooter in the season. He has hit 8 out of 9 from the free throw line. And his shot is up there. Their shot is good. Esch now with 7 points in the ball game. Now the score is 32-24 in favor of St. Cecilia. Coming into the ball game now for Sandy Creek. And it's going to be Shipley. So Shipley comes in. Jared Brockman checks out. 1:40 left here in the third quarter. Boys High School basketball tonight, 32-24. St. Cecilia out on top. Cougars had cut the lead down to 27-24, but St. Cecilia scored the last 5 points in the ballgame. Now St. Cecilia attacking in backcourt. Sandy Creek breaks it with a pass to Kuda. His pass to Leposky is no good. Shot from point-blank range by Brendan Leposky was off the iron, and the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Hartford grabs the rebound, gets it into the hands now of Esch as he hustles into the forecourt. Esch moves over to Brooks Asher, lobs it up high. Hartford, a shot from the elbow, good. Chris Hartford now has 6 points in the ball game, and the Hawks extend their lead to 10. And now Matt Schwarzenjuber wants to call a timeout. So St. Cecilia right now on a 7-0 run. We have got a timeout. 1:06 to play here in the third quarter at St. Cecilia 34, Sandy Creek 24.
Caring about customers first is a Midas commitment and our pledge to you. Trust your Midas Auto Service and tire experts for all your car care needs. Midas is the best place for new tires. Stop into Midas and receive a free alignment check and a $75 mill-in rebate with the purchase of 4 select Cooper tires. Midas will also include free rotation and free flat repair for the life of your tires. Midas, total car care, total customer care. Midas of Grand Island and Kearney.
Limited time offer.
Trust the Midas touch.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So the Cougars trailed 23-15 at halftime. They pulled within three at 27-24, but now the Hawks have rounded off 7 straight points. And St. Cecilia back out to a 10-point lead at 34-24. As the Cougars will inbound the ball here in backcourt, Mitch Hendricks will bring things up for Sandy Creek. Goes over to Leposky on the deep wing on the left side. St. Cecilia back to their man-to-man defense. Deep in the left corner as Hendricks gets away, brings it up high, tries to dump it down low to Kuda. Ball deflected, but Leposky has got it. Now to Shipley. They work it back around the hill. Now to Hendricks on the wing on the left side. Penetrates toward the goal. The shot is up there. No good. Gets his own rebound. Follows and scores. Hendricks now with 10 points in the ball game. 34-26. 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Here's Kitten with the ball. He's going to be whistled for the traveling violation. Kitten drove the ball into the lane. There is whistled for the extra steps. 7 turnovers. They check that. 9 turnovers on St. Cecilia now. As Kitten checks out of the ball game, coming back in there is going to be Asher. It's an 8-point lead for St. Cecilia, 34-26. Shipley gets the ball now to Hendricks on a deep wing, driving the ball. Takes it down to the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia's Alex Sheehy. He gets the ball in the hands of Esch. Brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Down to 8 seconds to go. Esch gets the ball over here. That's Hartford with the ball. Hartford now to Asher. To Chris Hartford, he throws up a shot on the baseline, no good, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. So Sandy Creek made a little run there in the third. St. Cecilia answers the run, and the Hawks have an 8-point lead, just what they had at halftime here tonight. After three quarters, St. Cecilia 34, Sandy Creek 26. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooke Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
1230 KHAS.
In high school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. 34-26 is the score. St. Cecilia trying to even up their market fight, or actually three wins and three losses after this one here tonight. But the Hawks had a dogfight with the Sandy Creek Cougars after St. Cecilia dominated this ball game early. In fact, the Hawks got out to a quick 15-5 lead after the first quarter. Led at halftime at 23-15. Sandy Creek closing the gap to 3 in the third quarter at 27-24. But St. Cecilia has answered that call. And the Hawks now lead by a score of 34-26 as we start this fourth and final quarter here tonight at Sandy Creek. Cougars have the ball. Here's Loposki on the wing on the right side. Dribbles to the top of the key. Hands it away to Mitch Hendricks. Down to Shipley. Down to Hendricks again. Dribbles the ball, takes it inside the free throw circle, puts up a shot. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Esch with the ball, gets it ahead now to Sheehy. Drives the ball into the lane, kicks it out to Hartford at the free throw line. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Grazier. Grazier has got it now to Hendricks, to Loposki into the forecourt. Loposki out to Hendricks, moves to his left, still can't find a seam to throw up the shot. There's Shipley, bounce pass goes inside to Kuda. Shot is up there, good. Andrew Kuda scoring in the lane. Kuda's had a good ball game tonight. He's got 12 points with the Cougars. That is 34-28. Sandy Creek down by 6. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Esch with it. Out in three-point territory. Comes across the top to Groffel now. Who's back into the ball game to Asher. To Hartford. Over on the wing on the left side. Over there is going to be Sheehy. Sheehy brings it back out to Groffel. Comes over here on the wing on the right side to Esch. Down in the baseline again to Sheehy. To Esch. Esch dribbles down there in the corner. Now drives the baseline toward the goal. A jump pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Hendricks. That's turnover number 10 on St. Cecilia. 34-28. The Hawks with a six-point lead. Hendricks in the lane. Bounce pass down low. Kuda shot good. Hendricks gets the assist. Andrew Kuda gets the field goal. And now it's a 34-30 ball game here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia leading by 4 points with 6.5 minutes to play. St. Cecilia back in their offensive zone. Sheehy has got it over here. Sheehy dribbles once, now to Hartford. Hartford goes over to Asher. Free throw line extended left side. Top of the key, Groffel. Over here on the right wing, that's Esch. Bombs it inside, and the foul is going to be called. They're trying to get it in there to Hartford. He was knocked down by Kuda. And a foul is going to be called here on the Sandy Creek. St. Cecilia will inbound. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Foul goes on Kuda. That's going to be a second. 34-30 is the score. The Hawks leading by 4 points. Here's Esch looking the inbound. They lob it in the lane. Hartford grabs it, shoots, and scores. Chris Hartford in the lane scores for St. Cecilia. He's got 8 points. 36-30 now. The Hawks leading by 6. Cougars have the ball. Here's Shipley. Free throw line extended right side. St. Cecilia to man-to-man. Bounce pass goes inside to Kuda. Double team, triple team. The ball knocked loose. Asher comes down with it. Steals the ball away. That's turnover number 7 on Sandy Creek. Asher stole the ball away from Andrew Kuda. Now they lob it inside here to Asher. Spins toward the baseline. Shot is up there. No good, but he's fouled in the play. Hartford will go to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. The personal foul whistled on Anthony Grazier of Sandy Creek. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 6 on the Cougars. So to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Chris Hartford. Every time that Sandy Creek has been able to make a run on the St. Cecilia, the Blue Hawks have answered. There's a shot from the free throw line by Hartford. It's going to be no good. That is only the second free throw of the night for Hastings St. Cecilia. We've got 5 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Caleb Schlick comes into the ballgame now for head coach Matt Schwarzenjuber for Sandy Creek. 36-30, St. Cecilia by 6. Shot from the free throw line good by Hartford. He hits 1 out of 2. The Hawks now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. Inbounds pass is intercepted. Intercepted by the Hawks. There's a shot by Howell that's up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's still loose. Finally picked up by Tommy O'Keefe of St. Cecilia. Jump pass over here to Howell from 15. His shot good. Big bucket there by Cannon Howell as St. Cecilia forces the backcourt turnover. And St. Cecilia back out on top now by 9, 39-30. Here's Hendricks. He hops inside. He goes for the hole. We have got a foul call on the way in. A foul going to be called here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Esch. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 4 on the Hawks here in the second half. We got 5 minutes and 20 seconds to play. 39-30 is the score. St. Cecilia holding on to a 9-point lead. Here comes Thomas Skoke into the ball game now. Coming out is going to be Chris Hartford. So Skoke into the ball game now. Sandy Creek will inbound the ball. Hendricks right in front of the Sandy Creek bench underneath the hole. The ball is mishandled, but a foul is going to be called. Right underneath the basket, they had Scott Hill. He had it knocked out of his hands there. And a foul is going to go on Esch again. That's going to be his third foul. So now Hendricks will inbound baseline right side. They get it in to Grazier down there in the corner. Bounce the pass comes out to Shipley. St. Cecilia's gone back to a zone defense now. Here's a Shipley out here in three-point territory. Over here to Hendricks for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Skoke. Thomas Skoke with the rebound. Gets it away now to Esch. Into the forecourt. Esch right-handed dribble. Comes over to Skoke again. Down in the corner. That's going to be Sheehy with the ball. He dribbles it there against Shipley. Comes over in the wing on the left side. Holding the ball there is Esch. Now to Cannon Howell. Sheehy, right wing. Shot is up there. No good. Long rebound grabbed there by St. Cecilia. Skoke has got it down to Howell. His shot off the baseline is no good. And the rebound to Mitch Hendricks. 4:40 to play. Hendricks runs her back the other way for Sandy Creek. Out to Shipley. Now far side to Hill. This shot for three drains it. Scott Hill, it's his second three-pointer in the ball game for Sandy Creek. He has got 6 points. And the Cougars not going away here tonight. 39-33 is the score. Hawks with a 6-point lead. Inside, Esch, shot good. Nice pass there by Tommy O'Keefe. And Jamison Esch gets the field goal for St. Cecilia. Esch now with 9 points in the ballgame. 41-33. St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Hendricks on the baseline. Circles around underneath the basket. Reverse layup, no good. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Thomas Skoke with the board there for the Hawks. Gets it ahead. Now to Sheehy. Into the offensive zone. Down the near sideline. Back out to Skoke in three-point territory. 3:55 to play fourth quarter. St. Cecilia leading 41-33. Here's Esch again driving down the lane. His high arcing shot is going to be no good. Rebound Shipley. Gets it away to Hendricks. He drives the ball toward the goal. A scoop shot is up there and in. Hendricks scoring there for Sandy Creek. He's now got 12 points in the ball game. And Matt Schwartzendruber wants to call a timeout. The Cougars backed within 6 points here. We've got a break with 3 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Facing St. Cecilia, 41, Sandy Creek, 35.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Nebraska basketball tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. The Huskers taking on Central Michigan for the Texas El Paso Holiday Basketball Tournament on the air. With the guys at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, 6 o'clock for the tip-off from El Paso, Texas. 3 minutes, 38 seconds to play in regulation. 41-35, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Sandy Creek. And now Sandy Creek will apply a little pressure right at the 10-second line. St. Cecilia steps into the offensive zone. Hartford has got the ball. Hartford trapped out here, goes over on the wing on the left side to Groffel, back around to Asher. On the right sideline, Asher lobs the ball inside to Hartford. He works inside against Kuda, puts up a little short jumper. It's off of the mark, no good. Howell had to rebound. He lost it. It's picked up here by Sandy Creek. Here come the Cougars down the far sideline. That's Scott Hill with the ball. 4-3. His shot is up there. That one is no good. And the rebound comes down to Cannon Howell. Dropped it on the baseline. He gets it away now to Asher. 3 minutes to play in the ball game. It's 41-35. Hawks leading by 6. Asher has got the ball. Now to Groffel, to Howell. Tommy O'Keefe, his entry pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Kuda of Sandy Creek. That's turnover number 11 on St. Cecilia. Driving the ball is Leposky. Takes the ball to goal and scores it. Brandon Leposky scores. And now it's a 41-37 ball game. Second time in this quarter that Sandy Creek has cut the lead down to 4 points. That's as close as they have gotten in a long, long time. St. Cecilia with the ball here. Top of the key is going to be Hartford with it. Hartford picked up by Kuda. Nearly travels with the ball, and now we got a timeout called here from Kevin Asher. St. Jose having trouble again, penetrating the defense of Sandy Creek. We've got a timeout. 2 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in this one. Is acing St. Jose of 41, Sandy Creek 37.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings. Rivals Bar and Grill, supporting all the local teams after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. and breakfast on Sunday from 9 to noon. Holiday party packages are available. Ask Rivals for details.
1230 KHAS.
After three quarters, St. Cecilia was hitting 52% from the field. They were 15 out of 29. After three quarters, Sandy Creek was hitting only 31% at 11 of 36. 2 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter, 41-37. Sandy Creek has battled back from a double-digit deficit in the first half to make this thing a ball game, 41-37. Hawks have not been able to put the Cougars away here tonight. St. Jose with the ball following the timeout. Here's Groffel, left side of the lane. Groffel's pass to the near side to Asher. Asher holds the ball. Comes out here in the three-point territory to Sheehy. Down to Groffel. Down on the baseline, there's Asher. We'll see if St. Jose looks to run some clock here. We're down to 2 minutes to play in the ball game. St. Jose with a four-point lead. Here's Alex Sheehy with the ball. Hands it away to Esch. Drives the ball down the left side of the lane to Hartford at the free-throw line. His jumper is up there in. Chris Hartford hits a big, big bucket there from the free-throw line. He's got 11 points in the ball game, and that gives St. Jose a six-point lead, 43-37. Shipley has got the ball down to Hendricks on the baseline. Hendricks brings it back out to Shipley. Deep wing, right side. St. Cecilia, man-to-man defense. Comes across the top of the hill. He cranks up a three and hits it. Or checked it. That's Leposky hitting a three-pointer. Leposky hits the three. And now the Cougars are within 3 points. 43-40 is the score. The buck 21 left, and we got a foul called. Leposky hitting a three-ball there for Sandy Creek, and we got a personal foul called back the other way on the Cougars. That's going to go on Leposky. That's going to be his first. And going to the free throw line again will be Jamison Esch. He is 1-for-1 from the line tonight. He is 9 out of 10 from the line this season. St. Cecilia with a 3-point lead, 43-40. Esch free throw up there, in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to Grazier. Now Sandy Creek has a chance to tie the ball game on a 3-point field goal. Mitch Hendricks with the ball to Shipley. On the wing on the right side is St. Cecilia, stays with a man-to-man defense. Grazier, his pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Esch, and then he loses the ball. Picked up by Leposky. Leposky throws the ball down on the baseline. He loses the ball out of bounds. Wow. Team's trading turnovers there. Sandy Creek with a couple of them right there. Had a chance to maybe pull even with a three-point field goal, and they throw the ball away. 43-40 is the score now with 64 seconds left in regulation. St. Jose with the ball here in backcourt. Hartford hands it away. That's going to be Groffel with it now. Groffel goes over to Asher. To Groffel out to Sheehy. Sandy Creek may be forced to foul here down the stretch. We're down to 50 seconds to go. Out here dribbling with the ball is Sheehy. Goes over on the far sideline. That is Esch. Dribble penetration. Throws it over here to Asher. Drives the baseline. Puts it up there and scores. Asher drives from the right corner toward the goal. He scores. He's got 10 points in the ball game. St. Jose now leading by 5. It is 45-40. We're down to 30 seconds to play, and now we got a foul called. A foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on St. Cecilia's Chris Hartford. That's going to be his second team foul, number 6 on the Blue Hawks here in the second half of play. So no free throws here. 31 seconds to go. It's 45-40. St. Cecilia's got a 5-point lead, and Sandy Creek will inbound the ball from underneath their own basket. Hendricks gets the ball to Kuda. Kuda outside to Leposky, down in the corner. There's a three-pointer put up there and in. A three-pointer by Mitch Hendricks from deep in the right corner. And we've got a timeout. Hendricks, a beautiful shot from deep in the right corner, scores it for Sandy Creek. He's now got 15 points in the ball game, and the Cougars have cut the lead down to 2. We've got a timeout. 25 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. It is Sandy Creek trailing St. Cecilia. The Hawks 45, the Cougars 43.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Saints Jose is as much as a 12-point lead here in the ballgame tonight at 15-3. And right now the lead is down to 2 points, 45-43. The Hawks have not been able to put Sandy Creek away here tonight. 45-43 is the score now after Mitch Hendricks throws up the three-pointer from deep in the right corner. Hendricks now has got 15 points for Sandy Creek. Andrew Kuda has got 14. Balanced scoring attack tonight for St. Cecilia. Hawks will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Sandy Creek attacking back here. Sheehy moving along the baseline, finally gets it into Asher. Asher gets the ball now to Ash, and he loses the ball out of bounds. Jamison Ash loses the ball out of bounds from the far sideline right at the 10-second line. A turnover on St. Cecilia. Ash was trying to bring the ball up the floor and lost it out of bounds. Now with 21 seconds to play, Sandy Creek has got the ball. They are trailing by 2 points at 45-43. Sandy Creek will play things in. Leposky will get it in to Mitch Hendricks. Hendricks brings it into the offensive zone there against Sheehy. Hendricks behind the screen. Hendricks throws it down in the corner. A three-pointer is thrown up there. It is no good by Shipley. Offensive rebound. Foul shot up and in. Kuda gets the offensive board and the putback. We're tied up with 5 seconds to play and a timeout here from St. Cecilia. Andrew Kuda gets the offensive board and the putback. He's got 16 points in the ballgame now for Sandy Creek. The Cougars have tied things up at 45 points apiece. We've got a timeout here from Kevin Asher. We'll take a break with the score. Sandy Creek 45, St. Cecilia 45.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so Andrew Kuda gets the field goal there after a missed field goal attempt from the corner, officially with 9 seconds remaining. 4 seconds tick off the clock here before Kevin Asher gets a timeout called. We are tied up at 45 points apiece, 5 seconds to play in regulation here tonight at Sandy Creek. The Cougars have battled back from a 12-point first-half deficit to tie things up now as St. Cecilia will inbound the ball off the far sideline in backcourt. Brooks Asher will inbound the ball here. We're tied up at 45 points apiece. And now Matt Schwarzendruber, the head coach for Sandy Creek, wants to burn a timeout. Sandy Creek has got 7 fouls here in the second half, so any foul would send St. Cecilia to the free throw line. We've got a break. We'll take another one right here. 45-45 our score. We'll be back right after this.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so it comes down to this. 5 seconds to play in regulation here tonight. We are tied up at 45 points apiece in boys high school basketball action. Andrew Kuda scoring with 9 seconds remaining on the clock there in the fourth quarter. After a long three-pointer from the corner, sailed awry. Kuda was right there with the offensive rebound. Now St. Cecilia will inbound in backcourt again. That's going to be Brooks Asher inbounding the ball here for St. Cecilia. We're tied up at 45 points apiece. Asher has got the ball. He will inbound. Asher looks. He gets it into Groffel, brings it back to Asher. Asher for three, throws it up there. He misses. Rebound comes out to St. Cecilia. Hartford gets the field goal. That counts. They give him the field goal. They give him the lay-in, and Chris Hartford picks up the rebound and lays her in for St. Cecilia, and the Hawks are going to win it tonight by the score of 47-45. Brooks Asher throws up a three-point field goal from the right side, which was not very good. In fact, it barely drew iron, if that. Chris Hartford was right there for St. Cecilia. He gets the rebound and puts it back off of the glass and down through the hole. He scores with under a second remaining. The official's right there, and immediately they say, yeah, that baby counts. And Hastings St. Cecilia wins the basketball game here tonight over Sandy Creek. The final score of 47-45. Chris Hartford gets the field goal for St. Cecilia to win it for the Hawks here tonight. So St. Cecilia will go to the Christmas break even at 3 wins and 3 losses. Sandy Creek will drop to 4 wins and 4 losses. What a ball game here tonight. St. Cecilia wins it by 2 points. The Hawks 47, Sandy Creek 45. Back with a recap after this.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bridge, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
1230 KHAS.
So a Chris Hartford rebound and follow shot with 0.8 seconds remaining. And Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight over Sandy Creek. A final score of 47-45. St. Cecilia jumped out to a 15-5 first quarter lead. Led 23-15 at halftime. Sandy Creek came back to pull within 3 points in the third quarter at 27-24. St. Cecilia responds by scoring 7 straight points to lead again 34-24. Hawks led after 3 quarters at 34-26. Sandy Creek again making a run in the fourth quarter of play, pulled within 3 points with 1:21 to play, pulled within 2 points at 45-43 with 25 seconds to play. Andrew Kuda also scoring on a putback with 9 seconds to go. They're in to tie things up at 45 points apiece before St. Cecilia inbounds the ball. Brooks Asher threw up a three-pointer from the left side of the lane. That was not a very good shot there. Ball was rebounded by Chris Hartford, who lays it back in off of the glass down through the hole with 0.8 seconds remaining, and St. Cecilia wins it here tonight. The Hawks go to 3 wins and 3 losses on the season. Hartford ends up with 13 points tonight. For St. Cecilia, 6 field goals, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Brooks Asher ends up with 10 points. Asher knocks down a couple of 3-pointers, had 2 two-point field goals as well. So Hartford with 13, Brooks Asher with 10. Jamison Esch had 9 points tonight. Alex Sheehy had 7. Joel Groffel had 6. And Cannon Howell had 2 points. St. Cecilia shot just 3 free throws tonight. They were 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Sandy Creek, they shot only 3 free throws. They were 1 out of 3. They were led tonight by Andrew Kuda. He scores 16. Mitch Heinrichs with 15. 6 points for Scott Hild. 5 for Brendan Leposky. And 3 for Brady Shipley. St. Cecilia wins it tonight over Sandy Creek. The final score of 47-45. Now stay tuned. We've got the player of the game coming up next and the coach's postgame show. As high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
This is the player of the game on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
All right, back here at Sandy Creek. It was a doubleheader sweep for St. Cecilia tonight over Sandy Creek. Girls ball game, St. Cecilia winning over the Cougars by a score of 58-23. St. Cecilia boys getting the shot at the end from Chris Hartford as they beat Sandy Creek by a score of 47-45. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. For the St. Cecilia girls, they had actually three players in double figures tonight. Olivia Thomas had a good ball game tonight. She scores 14 points in the ball game. Clara Hamburger had 13. Alyssa Schropp had 12 points in the ball game. Josie Jackson also with a good game tonight as she scores 9. For Hastings St. Cecilia, two players in double figures. Chris Hartford with 13. Brooks Asher had 10 points. Jamison Esch had 9 points in the ball game tonight. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
Our players of the game tonight for St. Cecilia. First of all, Olivia Thomas for the St. Cecilia girls basketball team. Thomas leads the Hawkettes in scoring tonight. She comes up with 7 field goals, scores 14 points, had 4 in the first half, had 10 more in the second half. So Olivia Thomas leading the way tonight, 14 points for the St. Cecilia girls basketball team as they rout Sandy Creek tonight by a score of 58-23. For the St. Cecilia boys, Chris Hartford is going to be our player of the game tonight. An obvious choice there. Hartford scoring 6 field goals. He was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, scored only 2 points in the first half, ends up with 13 points in the ball game, including the game winner on a putback with 8-tenths of a second remaining. And St. Cecilia wins it tonight in boys high school basketball by a score of 47-45. So Chris Hartford, Olivia Thomas are players of the game tonight for St. Cecilia. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to Player of the Game. Stay tuned for more postgame coverage coming up on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Rogers Incorporated, better serve.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Our post-game coverage continues with nothing but net. Now, let's go back to the court for the coaches' post-game show.
We're back here at Sandy Creek as Hastings St. Cecilia notches a victory here tonight over Sandy Creek by a score of 47-45 as St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher will join us in the post-game. And Coach, a whale of a basketball game here tonight. You took it right to the wire. Those are fun games to play, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I'm sure the fans are, loving that it goes right down to the wire of that. like that. And, you know, I was just proud of our kids. I thought we persevered through some runs and some big shots that they hit, you know, to bring them back. And we seemed like we'd get up 6 to 10 points and, just never could put them away. And they give them a lot of credit. They hit a big shot here and there to, keep closing the gap. And, didn't get a stop on the possession that we wanted on the putback by them, but the kids did what we wanted down there, with 6 seconds left. So
yeah, they got a putback to tie things up at 45. Then you had the ball back as you inbound off the far sideline. I'm sure you drew up that play, the game-winning shot in the huddle, exactly executed that to perfection, didn't we?
Well, you just try to draw something up that, the kids maybe can get to the close enough or get a good shot. And I thought we got a decent look from, 25 feet. And that's the thing. I said, take one dribble, shoot, and hopefully, the ball falls our way. And we're real fortunate the ball was right there. But Chris did exactly what he needed to do, was go to the glass I think he got fouled kind of on the way up or bobbled it on the way up and put it in. So, this is everything's new to these kids, and that's a great win going into the holidays.
You mentioned in the pregame show you haven't played real well on the road this season, but this is going to be a big confidence boost.
Yeah, it is. And the key to the game, we didn't get off to any great starts on the road even this year. And this is the first time, you jump out to a 15-5 lead early in the first quarter and gave our kids some confidence. And then they made a nice run in the second quarter, but we still had a lead. And I think we led every quarter, coming out of the break. And that's always important. Didn't finish quarters sometimes like we needed to, but we definitely had ourselves in a position to always have the upper hand instead of playing from behind.
You shoot 53% from the field tonight and also out-rebound Sandy Creek, a big margin of 34-22, and that's that rebounding margin was the difference at the end of the ball.
Yeah, I know, and it doesn't seem like. It seems like they got some nice little putbacks here and there on us, but, rebounding was big. I thought Chris just really controlled the boards his first half, and then second half, we came up with some boards. I thought our bench played really well there to start the fourth quarter and gave our starters some much-needed break, and a lot of times they don't get a lot of credit because they're only in for a minute or two, but they came in really aggressive and got a couple stops for us, and guys like Tommy O'Keefe, Thomas Skoke did a great job in that little stretch.
For Sandy Creek, Andrew Kuda scores the 16 points and Mitch Hendricks scores 15 points. Those are the two guys we kind of talked about. Kuda's just he's a monster inside, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, and he just keeps playing. He's one of those warriors that he's real tired and maybe looks slowed, but when the shot goes up, he was always around the rim, and he has a nice touch around the glass. Someone says, Mitch, 15 points, I'll take that, against him anytime. He's such a great player, and, I think he was 6 of 20, and that's what you got to do is maybe try to work his percentage more than worry about how many points he's got.
And it wasn't really one guy. You guys had a couple of guys on him tonight.
Yeah, we did. We tried to keep Alex Sheehy on him as much as we could, but the key to that thing, their whole team is making sure everybody else is in the right positions, and they're starting to get some guys that can shoot it now. The Lepofsky kid and number 21, Hild, they come in and they hit three threes, which we knew that their kids could shoot it. It's just a matter of maybe tracing the ball, breaking up the rhythm a little bit as they get into their shooting position. And I didn't think we did a very good job there, but give them credit. A couple of those weren't toeing the line. Those were 23 footers.
You played man most of the night. I flashed a little zone on occasion tonight. What was your philosophy? Why'd you go there?
A little bit back and forth, just to just give them a different look. I always think that Mitch is going to get into a rhythm, and he's going to, got to give him a different look each time down. And it wasn't every time, but as many chances as we could, we'd kind of zone, or we'd tandem our guards, or we trapped on the wing one or two times tonight, just to kind of see if there are other guys. I think we got maybe a couple turnovers off. So we pressed once and got very, very fortunate that they missed a layup at the other end. But it comes down to a kid making a play here or there and persevering throughout the whole ball game.
So St. Cecilia wins it here tonight, 47-45. You go into the Christmas break now, sitting at 3 wins and 3 losses. Yeah, not maybe one of the glimmering type of records you've had in the past, but you got to feel good about the basketball team.
Yeah, when we started knowing that Caesar wasn't going to be back, we looked at our schedule, and the coaches said 4-2, 3-3, and getting better. Getting better, getting some confidence in these kids. And, we went 8, 9, 10 deep tonight at times, and, the key is try to build just a little bit of momentum going into holidays so that you got something positive to talk about and everything. And, you know, with a 5-day break here now, it takes a little bit of that away, but it's, you know, something that you can, hey, look back at the film and say, okay, here's what got us, you know, a 6-point lead, 8-point lead, and here's what you know, that how they chipped away at it. So everything's a learning experience, and I gave our kids a lot of credit tonight just because of the fact that, you know, he had to play a full basketball game, especially on the road.
Cesar Tino is expected back for us after the first of the year. He's making some progress, and we could see him soon.
Yeah, I mean, he got the boots and crutches. They went away this week, and, you know, that just is one, the next step. And he's got a ways to go. You know, I'm thinking maybe 3 weeks from today, you know, we might be able to see him in some action. And it all depends now on how fast it progresses. It's, you know, a 20 on a scale of 1 to 10 right now. But, you know, he's got to build up a little muscle and, you know, get his range of motion back. And, you know, he's going to want to get out there, and he's going to work hard at, you know, his rehab now once he's got rid of that boot. So it's a matter of just taking its time, and if it doesn't come as quickly as it does, our other kids will be ready. But you know, he'll work hard, and it'll be fun to have him back out there.
So now, like everybody else, you got a 5-day break. It kind of steals a little bit of your momentum away, but you got a tough kind of a go next week with a holiday tournament at Aurora.
Yeah, we do. You know, and it's nice to, this is a good time to, for these kids. We got a couple kids that Joel Groffel's really played hard through a quad injury and an ankle injury through the first part of the season, and he's really been a big key, I think, of us getting a lot better. The momentum you're talking about is there. I think these kids are going to relish this win tonight, and it'll carry over into one practice, and then you get back out, and Norfolk Catholic's no treat. They've struggled a little bit before the break, and a lot of that has to do with them coming off a state championship again in football. Their coach, I talked to him the other day, and he said, we just can't find any rhythm, can't get in shape, and it's so hard when your kids go to the finals. I mean, that everybody, it just before Christmas for them, every year is really, really tough because of the fact that, you know, their kids are beat up, and so they'll get a little break too. But we had a great game against them last year, and it's pretty much the same guys they've had coming back. So it'll be a great atmosphere over there in Aurora, and they run a great tournament, so we're looking forward to it.
All right, congratulations on the win. Have a Merry Christmas, and we'll get back at it in a couple of days, huh?
Yeah, you and Gino have a good Christmas, too.
All right, Kevin Asher, the head man for Hastings Saints, to say again, the Hawks win it tonight 47-45 on a putback from Chris Hartford with 0.8 of a second remaining, and the Hawks win it tonight by 2 points. Checking the final numbers in the ball game tonight, the shooting numbers, Saints Jose officially going 21 out of 40 tonight for 53%. Sandy Creek was 19 out of 48 for 40%. On three-pointers tonight, Saints Jose just 3 out of 13 for 23%. Sandy Creek, they lit them up, 6 out of 13 from three-point range for 46%. Rebounds, Saints Jose had 34 rebounds tonight, 22 for Sandy Creek. Saints Jose had 6 offensive rebounds, 25 on defense. Sandy Creek had 7 offensive rebounds and 15 on defense tonight. Turnovers, Saints Jose had 14, Sandy Creek had 8. Steals, Hastings Saints Jose had 5, and Sandy Creek had 7 in the ball game tonight. Again, not a whole lot of free throws. Saints Jose was, 2 out of 4 from the free throw line, 50%. Sandy Creek, 1 out of 3 for 33%. Neither team had a blocked shot in the ball game here tonight. So St. Cecilia wins the boys' ball game by a score of 47-45. The Hawks now 3-3 on the season as they head to the Aurora Holiday Tournament next week. Meanwhile, in that first ball game tonight, it was Hastings St. Cecilia rolling past as Sandy Creek in girls' play, 58-23. The Hawkins will go into the Aurora Holiday Tournament with a mark of 6 wins and no losses. That will wrap things up from Sandy Creek here tonight. For my statistician, Gene Shaw, here tonight, my producer and engineer, Don Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening and Merry Christmas from Sandy Creek.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show, Nothing But Net. Catch the excitement of high school sports all season long on Hastings Link, the local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. High school basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.